This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The man who's been tapped to be the new head of the MBTA has been touted as an expert in turning around ailing businesses. But a new WBUR analysis shows that the company Luis Ramirez used to head may be facing bankruptcy. Radio Boston host Meghna Chakrabarty has been digging through the company's federal regulatory findings and is here to tell us what she found. Hey, Meghna.
Hi, Lisa.
What is the firm?
Well, the firm is called Global Power Equipment Group. It's based in Dallas, Texas. It's in the energy and the gas industry. It's a firm that Luis Ramirez ran between 2012 and March 2015. Now, if you're celebrated as a turnaround specialist, which the MBTA admittedly needs, then maybe we should see how its the turnaround specialist's former company is doing. So that's what we did. And the truth is that the reality today, Lisa, is that Global Power Equipment is really struggling to do business. And this all stems from a consequence of bad accounting at the company before and during Ramirez's tenure. So here are some of the consequences. The company has had to lay off more than 1,000 employees since 2015. It's closed and consolidated several factories and is struggling with its finances, particularly its line of credit. I mean, it's so bad that here's what Terence Cryan, who took over as CEO of Global Power after Luis Ramirez left, here's what he told investors in March of this year.
We were faced with both a financial restatement and the need for an operating turnaround, which has certainly tested all of us over the past 18 months.
So notice that he said that the company was in need of a turnaround after Ramirez left. Now, that was from an investor call, I should note. The SEC is investigating, Lisa, these accounting errors that happened at Global Power Equipment. There's a class action lawsuit brought by shareholders. They're alleging that Ramirez and the former CFO knew about the accounting problems and did nothing. We've reached out to attorneys for Ramirez and Global Power. They didn't return requests for comment, but they have filed a motion to dismiss this lawsuit, so we'll see what happens there.
So he left in 2015. Did he leave of his own accord?
Well, the company has said that Ramirez, when he left, it had nothing to do with the fact that they had to restate several years' worth of financial information to the Securities and Exchange Commission, but they wouldn't comment further on the circumstances of his departure.
So tell us more about how all of this happened and what his involvement was.
Okay, so again, he led Global Power Equipment from July 2012 to March 2015. Now, 2 months after he resigned, May 2015, the company had to notify the SEC that it would have to resubmit financial statements. So these are the statements that every company publicly traded has to submit to the federal government. And they said they'd have to do this because their old financial statements should not, quote, be relied upon because of accounting errors.
During his tenure.
In part during his tenure, yes, for a little bit of 2011 before he came on board and then the 3 years during his tenure as well. So they launched an internal review, and back in March of this year, the company finally submitted its corrected statements to the SEC. And the fact that they had to do this, Lisa, that they had to restate key financials for the company to the government, that actually led their creditor, Wells Fargo, to freeze their credit line right back in 2015 when they first admitted they had to do this restatement. The stock price of the company has fallen dramatically, down about 75% from its value near the end of Ramirez's tenure.
So in terms of Ramirez's involvement, how much do we know about that?
Well, first of all, the company says it's in its internal investigation, they did not find any evidence of intentional misconduct or fraud. So that's the question. How much did he know and when? And we presume that this class action lawsuit and the SEC's investigation is going to look into that. But, you know, we spoke with accounting experts. Mark Bradshaw, he chairs the accounting department at BC. He said that it would be surprising that a CEO, especially a turnaround CEO, wouldn't know in detail what's happening with the accounting of the books of the company he was trying to turn around.
So in all, what do you say what this means for the MBTA? I mean, as you've been saying, basically Governor Baker and the transportation secretary have been relying on this man or are relying on him to turn things around at the T.
Yeah. In fact, Governor Baker today said he still has confidence in Ramirez.
Somebody who'd been a leading manager in a major corporation, heavy industry corporation, who could do the work that's associated with what I would call proactive planning and investing in the system. And that's really what we need at this point going forward. And I'm quite confident in his ability to do the job.
The question is, are we confident in what the aftermath was from the company he led before at Global Power? He's supposed to start at the T on September 12th.
Have we heard from Ramirez himself?
No, we've reached out to him and we haven't heard back.
Okay. Radio Boston host Meghna Chakrabarty, thank you.
You're welcome.
You can read more in-depth analysis on our website, WBUR.org.